Well, fundamentally, I believe that the Foyle Ferry should be funded by both the Northern Assembly and by Leinster House. In the absence of that, unfortunately, it's been left to the local authorities, and this year it's been funded entirely by Donegal County Council, despite the mutual benefits that it brings to both Inishowen, all of Donegal, and indeed the entire Causeway Coast. So I do think at a time now that the Causeway Coast and Glen councillors step up too and provide funding as well. Now, my own party colleagues in Causeway Coast and Glen are fighting very strongly to have that funding provided, but unfortunately it's been blocked by other parties, and I think that's very disappointing, to say the least.
And in terms of the councillors in the Causeway Coast and Glen's council who objected to the funding, what were their reasons for that?
Well, that's really up to them to explain. I know that it seems to come from unionist quarters that are opposed to what seems to be the cooperation between the two council areas. And that, to me, is very, very disappointing, very frustrating. And I don't think it sees a bigger picture. Like, we need to link up the entire Northwest. There's so many events that we can share and we can work together on for the betterment of both our areas. Like, the likes of Ballyliffin hosting the Irish Open next year is huge. When over 100,000 visitors are going to descend on Inishowen, golfing fans, they're going to want to obviously go and play the likes of Port Stewart Golf Course, which hosted it last year. So it would make perfect sense that we make it as accessible for people to move between the Causeway Coast and Inishowen. It makes perfect sense for all of us in this area.